And now West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office continues their search for a missing 46-year-old woman who has ties to East Alabama and West Georgia. Investigators say family of the missing Samantha Tolbert have not heard from her in weeks, and they are very concerned for her safety. Investigators do not believe the missing woman is traveling in a car or has a phone. Investigators say there is a history of domestic violence between Tolbert and her ex-husband, Jeremy. However, the last report was filed in November of 2022, and Jeremy was subsequently arrested. On March the 7th of this year, deputies responded to an address on Tyus Carrollton Road in reference to a suicide. Jeremy was located with a fatal, self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to the sheriff's office. Now, Tolbert has likely been missing since before that suicide. We have posted a picture of Tolbert to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Deputies at this time say evidence and lack of evidence has them fearing for the worst outcome, but they are praying for the best possible. Deputies have also received numerous tips in the investigation and continue to state that no matter how small you may think a tip is, it could bring them one step closer to finding Samantha. Anyone with information concerning Tolbert should contact Carroll County Investigator Amber Cardell, 770-830-5916. A developer with hopes to build a single-family residential subdivision on approximately 110 acres of land in the Hayes Mill Road and Martin Cemetery Road area is so far not getting the support he needs for that project. Carrollton City's Planning Commission has voted to recommend denial of an annexation and rezoning request from president of Camder Building Group, Jeff Camp. The applicant is requesting annexation of three tracts currently in Carroll County to be rezoned from ag to estate residential in order to build approximately 30 homes on property located near the intersection of Martin Cemetery Road and Hayes Mill Road just south of the Carrollton Bypass. The property is directly adjacent to the reserve and the estates at Hayes Mill. Carrollton City Council could vote on the annexation and rezoning as soon as next month. And the mother of a child allegedly sexually abused by a counselor at Villarica High School has filed a civil suit against the Carroll County Schools District and the former guidance counselor, Alonzo Wyatt. Wyatt was arrested last month after Villarica investigators determined that he had engaged in a sexual relationship with a student at the high school on multiple occasions. At least two other victims have been confirmed. Investigators believe Wyatt made inappropriate comments, solicited sex, and groped students during counseling sessions. The civil suit alleges that customary reasonable school policies can and should prevent incidents that have been alleged from happening. Wyatt remains in the Carroll County Jail where he has spent the last 12 days. His request for bond has been denied. He is so far charged with six counts of sexual assault by an administrator. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.